And workers at another Amazon facility have just filed to form a, you guessed it, a union. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 17th day of August. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. In other news, the markets fell. We'll share why that happened. European energy is in crisis and what's happening over there. Profits at Target stalled out, partly because of inflation and partly because of another reason. There's some great news out there, and it has to do with Girl Scout cookies. Yes, even school supplies cost more these days. We'll have a report on that. A retail trick used by upscale shops has made the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and more student debt has been canceled. For the interview, we're going hyper-local and chatting it up about a fall festival in the community of Windsor Heights, Iowa. That would be home for us. My guest is fellow city councilor Lauren Campbell. Hey, this is all good stuff. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are with us for the ride wherever you're going. Hey, by the way, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. An Amazon facility in Albany, New York, is the latest to request a union vote. CNN is reporting that the National Labor Relations Board, which oversees union representation votes, has confirmed the filing but has yet to verify the signatures of the employees who signed cards asking for the vote. At least 30% of the employees in a potential bargaining unit need to sign cards for an election to be held. Chris Smalls, president of the Amazon Labor Union, said he is proud of the people who have signed up to better their working conditions. Smalls said he's talking to employees who are working to hold elections at other facilities across the country, although he would not say how many organizing campaigns are underway. The Dow fell today, ending a five-day winning streak as investors reviewed the latest information from the central bank. Benzinga is reporting that the Fed minutes showed officials agreed to keep hiking rates enough to cool the economy in their meeting last month. Furthermore, the central bank officials agreed it will be likely to maintain higher rates until inflation shows clear signs of a slowdown. There have been two rate hikes of 0.75%, which is the most aggressive the Fed has been since 1984. Several officials have indicated they would support a 0.5% hike in September, but minutes from last month's meeting show that officials are aware of the potential to raise borrowing costs more than necessary. That bit of news did impact the markets, and we'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude bumped up a bit higher today to close at $87.40 a barrel. In what was a first that we've seen, there was a boatload of liquid natural gas headed to Europe from Australia. The BBC is reporting that the gas is due to arrive on August 22nd, according to commodities analyst Kipler. Australia doesn't usually sell gas that far away, but European countries have been seeking alternatives to Russian gas following the invasion of Ukraine. While the UK bought only a small fraction of its gas from Russia before the conflict began, the country is connected to the European gas network. Continental Europe is much more reliant on Russian gas, and deliveries via the Nord Stream pipeline have already been curtailed. Moscow has been accused of using gas as a political weapon, and there are fears it could cut supplies to European countries altogether if there is no resolution to the war in Ukraine. Target reported lower profits partly because of inflation, but there is also another reason. CNN is reporting the retailer's profit plunged 90% in the second quarter, falling far short of expectations as inflation-weary customers pulled back on spending on non-essential items. But there is a reason other than inflation. Retailers, including Target, have been forced to cut prices on general merchandise like clothing, electronics, and home goods because of an excess inventory of goods. Consumers had to shift more of their spending to higher-priced food and gasoline, so guess what? The rest of that stuff is just sitting there, and retailers have to move it. So yes, it is about consumers spending less, but it is also about retailers cutting prices, which also eats into their profits. Well, after that story, it would seem you might be ready for some really good news. And the news is the Girl Scouts have introduced a new cookie flavor, and this one looks really, really good. It is the Raspberry Rally, and it is described as a sister to the wildly popular Thin Mints. The Girl Scouts simply substituted raspberry cream where the mint would go, so you get yummy chocolate goodness with a tang of raspberry. The new flavor will be available during the Girl Scout cookie sales period that runs from January through April, and yes, we are in. It's the height of the back-to-school sales, and yes, school supplies are getting more pricey. On average, parents will spend roughly $661 on back-to-school shopping, which is about 8% more than last year. Folders and binders are up by about 17%, paper is up by 23%, and even scissors are going to cost you 8% more. In a recent survey, 47% of parents are seeking out less expensive items to go back to school with. In many parts of the country, nonprofit groups are doing school supply drives to help kids and parents get the stuff they need. Moving on from saving money to spending money, here is a marketing ploy used by some really upscale retailers. MarketWatch is reporting that in some shopping malls that have expensive shops, you'll often see long lines of people waiting to get in, standing behind some velvet ropes. So what's going on? Well, it's not that there isn't enough room in the shop or that there aren't enough staff on hand to attend to customers. It's all because the company is capitalizing on the fact that artificially limiting people generates a buzz. It's a feeling that whatever is on the inside of that store is so special that it's worth the wait and worth draining that wallet. Alex Imus of the University of Chicago and Christoph Matteris of the London School of Economics found that excluding people randomly from specific locations is a tactic that often results in larger-than-expected gains for some companies, as people bid upward to get their hands on their product as compared to the company trying to cater to a wide variety of people. Luxury brands would rather burn millions in undamaged product than threaten their exclusivity, said the authors. This idea of artificially limiting people in their venue or making certain items of clothing or shoes scarce is intended to drive up demand, said the authors, and it's making it a privilege of consumption that other people would like to have or own, but they simply cannot. Feeling a bit privileged, are we? Stocks fell today for the first time in five outings. The Dow lost ground, off by 171 points to end the trade at 33,980. The NASDAQ fell by 184 points to close at 12,938. And the S&P 500 lost 31 points to end the day at 4,274. It could have been worse. Earlier in the day, equities were well off the mark, but regrouped a bit following investors digesting the Fed minutes that may point to a slowing of interest rate increases. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. The Biden administration has canceled $3.9 billion in student debt for some 208,000 borrowers who were defrauded by ITT Technical Institute. Once one of the country's largest operators of for-profit technical schools, ITT Educational Services, shut down in 2016 after the Education Department banned it from enrolling new students who use federal financial aid. The Education Department found that ITT had misled students about job prospects, the accreditation of its nursing program, and students' ability to transfer credits. In June, the Biden administration canceled nearly $6 billion owed by 500,000 former students at Corinthian Colleges, a large for-profit chain that collapsed in 2015. Roughly 40 million borrowers are now anxiously awaiting to hear if the Biden administration will keep the pandemic-induced student loan payment pause in place. As of now, it ends on August 31. All right, click ahead for a hyper-local story about a fall festival happening in September in our town. Hey, we're doing what we can to boost a great new idea. My guest is fellow city councilor Lauren Campbell. Have a listen and have some fun already.